It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden cut his trip to the G7 in Japan short and will be in Washington tomorrow to jump right back into debt talks.
Prior to departing Japan, Biden called on Republicans to move towards a deal through a combination of spending cuts and new tax revenues.
It's time for Republicans to accept that there is no bipartisan deal to be made solely on their partisan terms.
The GOP is calling for what amounts to a 13% across-the-board cut in federal spending, along with work requirements for entitlements. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
The Senate wants to boost security over a series of recent attempts to attack federal lawmakers. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
CBS News has learned all 100 U.S. senators have been offered satellite phones in the case of natural or civil emergency or a man-made attack against a communication system, and at least 50 have already accepted. There's also a new demonstration room in the basement of the Senate showing staffers and senators duress buttons, bulletproof glass, and mail screening equipment to help protect home state offices.
The Big Apple says it's got a migrant problem.
NYC Mayor Eric Adams says the city is projected to spend more than $4 billion on asylum seekers coming to the Big Apple.
We received over 70,000 migrant asylum seekers in our city. 42,000 are still in our care.
The problem, he tells Face the Nation,
Republicans for far too many years have failed to deal with real immigration reform. This is a national issue.
He says the federal government should step up in directing where migrants are moved throughout the U.S. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
G7 leaders are expected to announce more sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine. It's now the most sanctioned country in the world, but there are questions about how effective these penalties have been. Leaders also urge China to ask Russia to end the war. At least 12 people got trampled at a soccer stadium in El Salvador last night, where authorities say angry fans knocked down a gate to storm the field. Dozens were injured in the stampede. It happened during a quarterfinals match. Another private rocket's headed to the International Space Station. Space consultant Bill Harwood has more on the crew.
But the two Saudi astronauts are actual astronauts in the Saudi Arabian Space Agency. They're carrying out research and educational projects for the government of Saudi Arabia. They paid for those two seats. And, of course, the commander, Peggy Whitson, the retired astronaut, she works for Axiom that's chartering this mission, and the company covered the cost of her flight.
They're expected to dock tomorrow and spend 8 days in orbit. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 49. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Lots of sunshine Tuesday with highs around 80. 66 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
They saw Blind down, say not sound to misery. The loss are it's
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're a model of flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you are by. You make me want to throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be a new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Come out, go vote, wear me like your favorite clothes. Say you love me, everybody needs to know. Dress or see, baby, you're made for me. Take my heart and put it on your sleeve. Bitter, heartless, I've been cold and dead. Cut my heart off from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed. Who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Come out, go for it. Wear me like your favorite clothes. Say you love me. Everybody needs to know. Dress or see, baby, you're made for me. I've been losing sleep, so just
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Me without you, I feel so alone. Every day. That is Super Tanker and Boiler on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Brand new Lockjaw before that with Annie Love. Iron Plow checked in with We Fly Divine and Aaron Colburn and Sleeve. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, shop igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. My conversation with the guys from Never End is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, new music from Faster, Faster, Faster. Now I'm Free on Max Inc. Heavy.
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. SpaceX and Axiom had a successful launch about an hour ago at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Engines full power. And liftoff, Falcon 9, go Axiom.
It is the second privately funded flight to the International Space Station. Commander Peggy Whitson is leading the mission. The crew will spend about 8 days in orbit. President Biden says there's progress, but Republicans have to compromise if the U.S. wants to avoid default.
Now it's time for the other side to move. They're from their extreme positions because much of what they've already proposed is simply, quite frankly, unacceptable.
CBS's Christian Benavides tells us what happens if Congress misses its crucial debt deadline.
Economists say a default could send stocks plummeting, increase interest rates on credit cards and mortgages, and even send the U.S. economy into a recession.
Stock futures retreated slightly today as traders monitor those debt talks. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. Coming up at 11 o'clock today, we do have Essential Last Crack 2 from the Mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Hey, back in 2021, there was an earthquake, like a hard rock metal earthquake in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, that measured like 8.0 in the Fort Atts kicking scale. Perhaps you heard about that. That's because there was a band that was formed and they called themselves Never End. On the phone with me are members of Never End. We got Travis, we got Bird, Jordan, and John from Never End. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, everybody.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having us. Thanks.
I appreciate it. So the first thing I need to ask you about, when I first discovered your band on Bandcamp, plus you all sent us some tracks at maxincradio@gmail.com, is the way Never End is spelt. It's spelt N-V-R-N-D. And I had to reach out to you all and say, how do you say this name? Can I buy a vowel, please? Please explain, Travis, the band name and why it's missing the vowels.
Well, it kind of started, our drummer John always had, you know, that band name in his head for years and years that he liked, or, you know, how do I deal with this concept kind of a thing. And then we always made a joke every time any of us have ever been in a band, that's been the hardest thing to do, is figure out a name for your band. Mm-hmm. And it's like a never ending process. Mm. And then on top of it, we are, you know, you think along the lines of writing music and how, you know, the energy and what you're trying to do, like a song never ends, a song never goes anywhere. Music is here forever. The stuff that we write, the stuff we want, the stuff we play, the stuff we listen to, it'll all always be there forever. It's going to touch somebody in a way, just like the energy of the universe and yada yada. You can get as deep as you want, but you know, it never ends. Like it just never ends. And we hope this never ends. I mean, it never ends.
I can't be the only guy or person that's messaged you asking you how to pronounce your band name, right?
You're definitely not. You're definitely not.
Good.
You too, once we tell everybody, they see it, they read it, and then they go, Oh yeah.
As soon as you said it to me, the light bulb went on for sure.
Yep, it follows Bill. Read it faster.
Now, you all have a really interesting background. Bird, why don't you jump in and talk about where you all come from and how you came to be Never End?
Well, we've all been kind of around the scene here in Wisconsin for a while. John and I were in a previous band called One Road to Rome, and that went from 2016 through 2019. And so when that broke up, we kept jamming, and eventually we decided we wanted to get another band going, and we took a few attempts at it, and eventually that became this band. But, you know, Jordan was in a band called Hebron early 2000s through, like, 2010. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Jim on bass. He comes from bands playing around Sullivan, Jefferson area. He was in a cover band called Vulgar, which is a Pantera cover band. And then Travis, obviously, he can tell you about some of the stuff he did before together.
I was in just a local, you know, thing called Sociable Jimmy for like 12 years, 15 years. And then I was in a band called Euphoria for a good three, four years. But those were cover bands, that kind of genre, just playing around basic local stuff, never really leaving the Tri-County area too often. And, you know, nothing that ever took off, but it just, that's the kind of stuff that helped us all learn our skills. Jim and I come from that cover end of things, but we've always, you know, written our own music on the sides and you know, tried to progress when it comes to writing and have had our own songs for 20 years. The other guys were already in original bands. They come from more original bands, but also the love of music is there. So, you know, that cover end of things helps unite people and brings you together.
Do you feel playing in cover bands and doing covers for so long kind of honed your skills for your original writings?
I think so. I think it definitely teaches you how to play with other people. It teaches you just your basics, your timing, your interaction with people. You know, you're playing songs that the people out there wanted to listen to, as opposed to, you know, trying to get people to listen to your original stuff. It's hard to do. Some people, you know, you lose interest or this and that. So you can play some cover songs. You could throw in an original and they don't even realize it. Next thing you know, they're rocking out to it. I absolutely think it was imperative. I'm so glad I did what I did for so long, because I don't think I'd have, you know, the voice I do now. And I don't think the being able to play with people in general is the biggest thing. Being able to play together.
Absolutely. Travis, Bird, Jordan, and John joins us here from Never End. Jordan, let's get you on the here. And why don't you talk about, kind of take off from what Travis was talking about, and explain the niche of Never End and what the what the songs are primarily about, or the topical matter that you guys write about.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we have a really diverse palette of influences in the band, like so much so that we're not all even into the same stuff all the time, which I think is great because, I mean, it keeps things so open. We've been releasing songs one at a time as singles, and I think also that enables us to do a lot of different things as opposed to trying to keep a thread going throughout an album and release it that way. So, I mean, it's just been wide open, and it's been a lot of fun that way.
And anybody else want to follow up on that at all?
As far as writing, you know, there's three of us, I guess, primarily that you could say probably come up with main riffs, main courses, so to say, for a song. But bringing that to the table, like, there's no egos here. We're all able to really work off each other and bounce off each other. So, if my influences, they come from one area or another, and I bring this riff or this lick or this whole song for that matter, everybody's willing to listen and put in and give it their own part. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, something Jordan might write might sound a little different than what I write musically. However, combined, we make it all work together. It's we create a song that we all love, and that's kind of part of it. I don't know.
Like an amalgamation of all of it.
Yeah, it's
through open input.
And that's the best way to do it. Kind of make it a community. It really makes the music so much better. It makes it your own. It makes it never end.
Absolutely. You know, all the lyrics, most of the lyrics, like a lot of times too, for me, these guys will write the music. They'll have something written or they'll have a good, cool riff. They'll work it through. They'll figure out the patterns, what they want to do. And then that whole time I'm sitting there listening to it and trying to figure out, okay, how do I want to sing to this? Or, you know, what is this about? What can I make this about? What do I feel like right now? So I do all the lyrics when it comes down to it. Jordan's got a song he wrote already we're working on, but, you know, we all put our own input in and it's all accounted for. And that's the biggest, coolest part about it.
Never End here on Maxine Kevy with Jimmy K. I'm looking at your Bandcamp page right now. It looks like we have a bunch of singles. We got four singles out right now. Love Yourself, Hell to Bide, Numbers, and Roll On. These are all the singles I'm looking at here, right? Any plans for a full length album?
Well, we have, what did we say?
We do want to look at putting them together in EPs or possibly full albums after the fact, but really that wasn't the foremost thought when we made them.
We're probably going to have an EP ready for the fall is what we're aiming for.
Yeah.
I love the singles. Don't get me wrong. I think that keeps interest in your fan base. Hey, when are you going to drop your new song? I can't wait to hear that new song. And then doing what you're doing, putting it in an EP or an album after the fact is pretty cool.
It's going if you can release a single every 2 to 3 months or so.
Yep, stay relevant for sure. John, I'll save one of the best questions for you, bro. We're going to Maybash, aren't you?
Going to Maybash.
Okay, so, John, your most memorable Maybash experience, or is this your first Maybash?
This will be my first one.
You know, we did an interview with the Maybashers last week on Max Inc. Radio. You can get the archive at civicmedia.us. And since you're the first timer, your Maybash cherry will be popped this week, John. You definitely want to listen to that. There's a lot of useful information on that. Any of you have any Maybash experience at all?
Well, we did play at Hellbash last year, which is like the fall version,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah, this is our first Maybash for everybody here.
Yeah.
How was Hellbash for y'all?
Awesome.
So much fun.
Yeah. It's such a magical little place out there, and it is so much fun. For information on that, check out the Maybash event on Facebook, Maybash 2023. Get your invite and settle down for 3 days of camping and outdoor music. It's a good time, and Never End is going to be there. Beside Maybash, what are the shows that are on the calendar for y'all?
Well, we're going to slow down for a little bit here. We did just do some. We played in Portage and we played in Janesville. We played at 301 Productions, has their studio in Portage. We played a couple of weeks ago. And then we played at the Back Bar in Janesville just last weekend. And, we're actually going to play a good friend of ours. He's in a band around the area called Jingleheimer. They'll be at Maybash also, but the vocalist is getting married, so we're actually going to play his wedding along with Rick Disgrin, so that'll be fun. I love them guys.
That's awesome. Congratulations on the wedding. That's great. Well, that's awesome. Guys, thank you so much for being part of the show today. We really appreciate you. Of course, your music is up on Bandcamp. You're all over the internet. You're on Spotify and Apple.
Where you listen to music, we are.
There you are. Please keep in touch when new singles drop or new news or Ford Atkinson catches fire with you guys. Please keep us posted, you know?
Yeah. We got a video coming out here soon that we just made. We do all our own production, all our own everything. Bird's the man when it comes to it. But as far as recording, video, the video for Love Yourself, that's the newest one song we just dropped. We got a video coming out, I think, next week or next week it should be dropping. So look for that. Look for our video.
Tease the video. Give us like a little content tease on that video.
Well, if you listen to the song Love Yourself, it's kind of meant to be like that inspiring sort of a song where you're feeling down, you feel like you don't belong, but you know what? You go to a show of a band that you love and you know, you belong. You're one of those people, no matter who you are, where you came from or what your background is, you found your place, you found your niche, you found where you can be happy in this world. And that's kind of what we do. That's what we do every Friday when we get together and jam at practice and write all this music that we're doing is, you know, we found our world. We found our place in this world, and it doesn't matter where we come from. You really do belong, no matter how crappy and how whatever it can be. Just be true to yourself, man, and do what you got to do.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Look for Never End online. Remember to spell it NVRND. Travis Bird, Jordan, John, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Maybash, Love Yourself. It's Never End on Max Inc. Radio. Go ahead. Sing it. Maybash. Hell to Bide. That's Never End on Max and Kevy. Hey, thanks to the guys at Never End for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciate that. If you're a fan of Never End, and if you want to see them at Maybash, they have your invites. Hit them up on Facebook and support the band directly. Maybash, happy Memorial Day weekend. Hope to see you there. I'm Jimmy K. Max and Kevy continues with Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock. Right now, some Droids Attack and Sci-Fi or Die. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at sanhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news talk.